4 Palestinians have been shot dead by Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank over the past 24 hours. A Palestinian was killed near the Ofra settlement north of the city of Ramallah after ramming his car into a group of Israeli troops. 2 soldiers were wounded in the incident. A Palestinian man was also shot and killed at a checkpoint close to Ramallah. Tel Aviv claims they opened fire on the Palestinian after he stabbed and injured an Israeli soldier. Earlier, 2 Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces in a similar incident. Fresh clashes have broken out between Israeli forces and Palestinian protesters across the occupied territories. Protests were held across the occupied territories, including in Ramallah, Bethlehem, and Jerusalem al-Quds. Dozens of Palestinians were injured in clashes as Israeli forces used live fire and tear gas to disperse demonstrators. Protesters are angry at the killing of young Palestinians at the hands of Israeli forces, as well as Tel Aviv's provocations at the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem al-Quds. At least 115 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces since the upsurge in violence on October the 1st. Well, to discuss that further, and I joined Mr. Joe Catron, who is with the International Solidarity Movement, and he's joining us live now via Skype from New York. Thanks very much for joining us once again here on Press TV. How do you feel about this ongoing violence and Israeli aggression?
Well, I think there are a couple of different dynamics we see at work. The Palestinians are making it very clear that their uprising, what some have called, perhaps prematurely, a third intifada, is an ongoing one that won't be brought to a close anytime soon, certainly not through repressive measures by the Israelis. At the same time, we see Israel trying to implement a similar plan of repression as it put into effect last summer in the West Bank and later the Gaza Strip to crush Palestinian resistance through sheer overall repression against an entire occupied population. Up until now, of course, that plan has failed completely.
Indeed. And so how will this work out? As you said, many people maybe prematurely have called this an intifada. Is this forming into an intifada?
Many people certainly think so. I've been in touch with friends on the ground about what it is and what it could become. No one who's been through the first 2 intifadas seems entirely clear on whether this will ultimately form into a third. It simply depends on its staying power and how long it will last.
And many people, Mr. Catron, say it doesn't even matter what we term this uprising at this point. They say that it's different from previous uprisings in the sense that it's the youth in the West Bank and Jerusalem, locals, et cetera, who are carrying this out.
Of course, and commentators like Ramzi Baroud have said that it's probably futile to try to isolate an intifada to create this idea of a third intifada as opposed to the resistance that has preceded it and that will certainly follow it. It's obviously part of an ongoing Palestinian struggle, one that has had its ebbs and flows, but that has continued without a pause since the occupation of Palestine initially in 1948.
Okay, we'll leave it there at that point. But of course, as always, we do appreciate you putting all that into context for us. That was Mr. Joe Catron, who'd been speaking to us live from New York.